It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yo, I'm sorry, bro. I was reading the questions still, and I didn't know your power. I was like, oh shit! So I came in like mid breath. I had to re up my.
Yeah, I felt like I was leading the charge this time.
You were. And it's funny for me is that I realized that ever since I got like super sick from food poisoning on my birthday weekend.
Happy birthday.
My throat hasn't been the same since I threw up so much. And so like every time I do the power up, I'm just like, oh, this hurts.
Oh, you still got like probably stripping from.
Yeah, I damaged my throat pretty badly.
Fun times.
A lot of vomiting. It was a good time, man.
Yeah.
If you're ever bored, man, food poisoning.
You gotta
takes
smoke
away.
More, get it calloused, then you don't have to worry about it.
Just develop.
Cam here for the win, guys.
A casing on your throat. Do you know what it was? Do you know what it was that did it to you?
No, never figured it out.
Damn, that's always the worst when it's just like you don't know what it was. So
no
you
idea.
Eat it again. Yeah, I always avoid the food after that. I'm like,
I just blame it on salad.
Same.
I had a salad.
And hey, that'll do it. Not well prepared. Not
I mean,
well
Basil had a salad
greens.
Today and it was amazing.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of Animation. The squad is back 3/4. Rob, myself,
what's
Brennan.
Up?
No ice today.
Yes.
This guy.
We're here winning.
We have
Fuck
Cam,
ice.
Cam here today.
God damn.
Make sure y'all join.
Sweet. That's what y'all do when I'm not around.
That's true.
Every time I be sitting next door, like doing like in spreadsheets and shit, and all I hear is fuck Brennan. Fuck Brennan. Fuck that nigga. Like, I'm just like,
Brennan comes in like this. Hey.
I'm like, yo, guys.
Wait a minute, guys.
I'm keeping the lights on, guys. What are y'all? What's wrong?
But you know what we doing here, one-offs, spin-offs, whatever. You know, we talk our shit on here, man. And you know what? We are the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
There we go. Thanks. Yeah. We had to pause in there for
Brennan
a big, long
take
sip.
It off. Maybe I wasn't loud enough. I'm good.
You weren't loud enough. You're not ice. I just don't care. But, you know.
Oh, so it's really him saying. Because if I say it, it's no problem?
I can't believe that surprises you.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, at this point. It doesn't really.
Oh, man.
Whose headphones are those?
I'm not sure. They were
those
when we got
here.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah,
get
man.
Those
so you,
out of here.
Make sure you join that Patreon, man. Patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. Animation. Patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. Come on, man. We dropped down a little bit, man. We trying to get Rob this cut, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get him tapered up, looking nice with the parts in his head.
Oh, you know.
And we went from like, what, 80? Was it? We were at 84?
Yeah, we were somewhere. We were actually at like, I think like 89. So, there's peaks and valleys. We're at the beginning of a new month.
Yeah, it's the beginning of a new month. Some of y'all drop off and pop back on a little bit later.
Yeah,
in the month.
No, it's no hate
so
on
we
anybody.
So we need y'all to jump back on, man. You need to jump back on. Also, get these listens up, man. Get these download listens up on whatever podcast stream you listen to them on. We want to get some advertisement from y'all sooner or later, man. So we can get in here, make some money, do some more stuff for y'all out here in these streets. Hit more of these cons.
Let's get some advertisements for you guys to skip. Hit that 30-second skip button.
It don't matter. It's all good.
But the advertisers do allow us to keep doing this longer.
Like, absolutely,
keep
that's
doing
true.
This longer because we honestly, this is all we've been doing. This all from the love of our hearts, all from just like we rock with anime, we rock with each other. Brennan doesn't have to do this, and he lets us do it here, man. So we appreciate Brennan.
Shout out to Transit Pictures for providing the space. And
yes, sir.
Transit Pictures. Shout out to Cam because Cam don't got to do this either, man. Cam comes through and uses his time, man.
Cam on the cam.
So and all of us use our time. We're not breaded up for this.
Right, he didn't watch Arcane with us this time, but it's happy to have him here.
Oh, damn. Turn the camera off.
Hey, we paid for the cam. We earned that right, motherfucker. We got 50 people.
He's like, I earned this button over here.
I'm not walking over there. It's too hot now. But are we going to... We're doing a little bit of news, not really news, but kind of news.
Yeah, we got a story because this just happened yesterday, and I feel like we got to touch on it.
We got to talk about this story real quick. Go ahead, Rob.
This is no.
Go ahead, Rob.
We literally have to do this.
This just happened. I feel like we got to give
it
thoughts. This is breaking news.
It's not about you, for the people.
So, like, come
on. I'm having an emotional day, Rob. Is this what you want to do?
I want to hear your take on it because, like, listen. We had the final episode of season two, or I'm sorry, the final season. Of Attack on Titan.
The second part.
Part
of
2 aired yesterday.
Yeah,
and some of the viewers were very surprised to see a to be continued flashing across the screen at the end of the episode. Considering, surprised because, this is now the second part. In fact, if you go on Crunchyroll, it says the season finale aired of the second part of the final season. And there was an announcement for the final season part three that will be coming out in 2023. Now, like, the manga readers may not be as surprised because I guess they would have been like, hey, there's only like a couple episodes of this left, right, and there's nine more chapters, I guess, that haven't been adapted yet into the show. I mean, maybe they thought that could have just like, hey, maybe they're going to change the ending, but no, they are, instead, they are continuing the final season into a part three. Gentlemen, I'd love to hear your reactions to this because the internet was certainly caught by surprise.
I think, before we get to Brennan, I think the issue is that there was no warning. We were warned about part two, the first part two. So I wasn't tripping on that. I was just like, okay, I understand this is coming. They already said it's going to be split into two parts. I get that's coming soon. But I haven't finished the season yet, but I heard that there was no warning. It's literally like a to be continued, and oh yeah, we're announcing that there's gonna be a part three. That's what would piss me off as a fan and watching this shit. It's like, come on, bro.
How were you warned about the part two again?
The internet.
Okay, that general answer. Okay.
What do you mean? Because
I wasn't.
Okay, I was warned online. They said it before. I think even the first part. Before the first part even ended.
Regardless, the first time it happens, I can get part three being a surprise. It's
egregious.
Did you guys plan this out? I don't know.
Yeah, because I feel like when they said it, they were like, "This is gonna be season four. It's gonna be a two parts to this." When they first kind of dropped it, that's why I wasn't surprised by it. I knew another part was coming soon. I wasn't shocked at all.
Yeah, but this one, it was just like the fact that it was, you know, because I've even said this before, where when we were talking about it, we were just like, okay, splitting up a final season. What makes that one season versus like two different seasons? And I even remember like the case I went to was Breaking Bad. Like that was something they did in their final season. They're like, we're going to release like half the season, then we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back in a couple months and give you the rest. But they were upfront with that. This seems like it was just like Ice, for example. I know he's not here to share his experience. Crammed three seasons of this show in to be prepared to watch this final episode as it was coming out. And I know he was just like, I feel like I got fucking tricked. I feel like I got duped.
Yeah.
The fact that people were tuning in thinking this was going to be the last episode, you know, whether you read the manga or not, and then you tune in just to get kind of I feel like the carpet pulled out from under you to be like, no, there's more coming.
Okay, so may I?
Yes, please.
So, first of all, I don't know if anybody knows, but Merriam-Webster was established in 1828, mm-hmm. and it's a dictionary.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And the definition of final is not to be altered or undone, or coming to an end, being the last of a series, process, or progress.
Mm-hmm.
So, when they named what season would that be? The fourth season of Attack on Titan?
Yeah, fourth season.
The final season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I even want to look into like the definition of like translating what it says in Japanese to what it says in English, because maybe there's a different translation. Mm. But for me, I could not express to you the outrage I experienced when I had a watch party with one of my best friends for the final episode of the first final season.
Oof.
Okay, that's why I would understand.
So I was
pissed.
There. We were there together, and we were excited. We had popcorn. We had all this kind of shit for it to end on a fucking cliffhanger of the final episode of the final season.
It's still the final season.
True. No, it's not. This is that bullshit. So one of the things that happened to me as well is I worked for Top Gear, and I worked for Top Gear America season 4 as a producer. Mm. And you know how they avoided giving anybody raises that went from one season to the next is that they would just put a decimal point on that season and say this isn't the next season. This is season 4.5.
I see.
This is a way that a lot of things are avoided. And the way things should be. So there is a possibility that this is part of how MAPPA is not paying their people more again, is that you're not moving on to the next season. This is all the same season. Right. Technically, it's five seasons in one, considering how many episodes go into each one of these sections or parts of it. But it's just, I cannot justify a good reason outside of that or direct deceitful marketing to be able to think that this was okay from the beginning, because they knew going into season 4 is what I would fucking call it at this point.
Yeah.
Going to season 4 that it wasn't the final season. Yet they called it that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, they didn't even say season 4 part 1. They just said final season.
They said part 1.
No, it didn't. Not up front. Not in the first episode. If you watch it, there's nothing that says part 1 until the last episode. Until the end of the last episode. Then it says part 1 to be continued. So
no, Brennan's frustration, I think, is
it's fucked up.
It's literally
deceitful.
Yeah, I just went on the Crunchyroll website and to check it out. It wasn't there now, but I know earlier today it said like watch the season finale of the final season of Attack on Titan Part 2 now.
Yeah.
So how can something be the season finale if it's
not the end of the season.
That's true.
Do you see what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
So it's literally deceitful marketing and advertising, and I don't think they should get rewarded for this because they had everybody on the edge of their seat for the final season, and everybody was tuned in thinking that we were seeing the end of it. Like
right.
We saw everybody tuned in for the end of Game of Thrones. Everybody tuned in for the end of Breaking Bad. All these different shows became an event. And so they're capitalizing on how culture works when it comes to things coming out or coming to an end. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, it's Tom Brady's last game. Oh, we all got to be there. It's Coach K's last game.
Oh, shit, it is like the Tom Brady thing. This is the Tom Brady of anime.
That's exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is not the Tom Brady. It's not the greatest anime ever made. So.
Still fun to
lie, some of it might.
Huh?
Some might be. Not
I don't think this is the greatest anime ever.
Yeah,
it's very good.
I don't agree.
It's a good anime, objectively,
no,
but they're. You said what?
I said it's had enough takes where it's like some people love, like Rob hated it after season two.
No, it's for sure. It's an emotional affair. And the other thing that I said earlier, I think that suits this really well, is like they're treating the marketing and naming of the show like the protagonist and antagonist of the show, Aaron Yeager. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Are you good? Are you bad? Are you on our side? Whose side are you on? Who's winning? Who's losing? And it's just like all based on this motherfucker.
They're like, I'm on my side. How about that?
Exactly. Like, I just do what I want. So I am not a fan of it. And the only reason I'm not a fan of it is I'm a huge fan of like intelligent marketing ploys.
Sure.
You know, like where people do something that it tricks you, but it doesn't deceive you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Those are two. That's a line for me.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think they have beyond crossed the line. The first time I thought they'd cross the line, and now they just don't give a fuck about it. They turned around and pissed on it.
Let me know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this. Do you think it's on them or do you think it's on possibly MAPPA being like, bro, we can't get this done. Like, we can't. We need more time.
I don't know.
They would have known that months ago.
But the thing they knew
by the time season two was coming out and season two was done being animated, they know there's going to be a season three because they would have known they hadn't finished animating the part two of season
four. Well, if you know the story, you know the manga, you know what I'm saying? You know how much story there is.
Yeah.
And they do storyboards long before they animate any of this shit.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
You know what I'm saying? They've known for years that wasn't going to be the final season.
I'm just trying to...
Oh, at least for some time.
They weren't like last night being like, oh, yeah,
I'll be willing to bet at least 2 years ago, somebody was just like, all right, so we know this ain't the final... It feels like the final season, right? Doesn't it feel like something like we finally got to see the whole world? You know what I'm saying? We finally got to see the whole
world.
Things
are wrapping up.
You know, Aaron's about to fuck up these people on the stage. You know what I'm saying? It seems like the finality kind of thing. Like, you know, we bring in Marley and all those, you know?
Yeah.
And so it seems like that's what was going on, but that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing off the perception. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like...
I hear you.
I truly, like I said, I am a fan of the show in general, based on the merit of the show itself. But the way that the show is named, and the seasons are named, and the way the show is marketing to me is fucked up. It is deceitful. And honestly, I truly believe they should be completely ashamed of themselves for going to those tactics that they didn't need to go to. People are already all in on this show.
You know what's funny? Because whenever this hits like another, let's say it hits Crunchyroll, in a sense, when it's fully done, or hits Netflix when it's fully done, I doubt they're going to be like, yo, season four, part one, part two, part three. For this final season.
Yeah, I mean, but...
I feel like they're going to make it as season four. And that's if it goes on Netflix...
I think it's going to be season four, season five, and then season six. Because that's truly what this is. You know what I'm saying?
At this
point, it is. It literally is season four, five, and six.
Mm.
And, like, I don't know why they couldn't just say next season or another season.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't change how many people are watching this. It just changes the emotional investment you make before you watch it.
Because exactly what you said, where you might have people like me or like I said are just like, oh, man, I haven't caught up. I haven't been around in a while. Like, but it's the end. Let me catch up on this real quick and see if I can watch it. And then they're just like,
it honestly took me out the show. Like I'm probably like seven or eight episodes back right now, and I don't give a fuck because I'm just like, I expected some dumb shit like this to happen anyway. So what does it matter if I watch it or not?
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna get to it eventually when I'm fucking bored. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'll guess I'll watch it, but it also hasn't blown up Twitter.
Well, that brings up my next question that I had for this. Are you still gonna watch the final season part three?
After all the investment that I've made in this stupid fucking show,
yeah,
I'm probably gonna watch it. Yeah. Like
Makes sense.
I mean, spoiler alert. Levi ain't dead.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm here for the show.
Right.
Like Levi is the shit, and so yeah, I'm here for it.
All right.
And Aaron also is kind of badass as well.
Yeah. No, I'm a few episodes back, but he's out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna still watch.
You should go and watch.
Yeah. I mean, I might. Like I said, I might. Now that is not done, but this part is done.
Right.
I'm probably gonna catch up soon, anyways.
Yeah.
So we can probably even review this this part. Oh, we're gonna talk
about that's
later.
What we're gonna do next week. Yeah. So, so at this point, I gotta catch up.
Brandon.
But to be honest, like, once it came out that like, oh, it's not like I did feel like a lot of what was driving me to go back and watch it. Mm-hmm. Like, if we weren't gonna be doing Attack on Titan, the final season, part two next week, I wouldn't be hustling to my TV to watch it. To be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. We're doing that next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna be here next
Brendan's
week.
Brendan's looked to camera. Yeah. I
After
hear
that,
you.
We're gonna be doing another. We're gonna probably do another show. The Kings.
Ranking of Kings.
Ranking of Kings.
Yeah. We'll talk about doing that after.
Yeah.
But, yeah. We should talk about that.
Yeah. We will.
I have feelings on that.
All right. Well, that's what we got for anime news today.
Chaz recommended it. Fuck that show.
No. I'm joking. Well,
it's a joke. Oh, yeah. It's a joke.
Everybody.
Like
I mean,
my homeboy Will, he recommended it first to me.
Very.
I don't know if Chaz recommended. I think Chaz recommended it later after you did, and then I heard Chaz recommended it.
I was on set with Chaz last week, and I told the entire set about how horrible of a human being he is for what he did to us.
Mm.
That show had moments, man.
But the funny part is that it actually embarrassed me. Because I was talking shit, and they were like, well, what was the show? And then, like, when you actually just describe that show, it sounds awesome. Like, everybody was there, like, I want to watch this show.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how to tell you that it's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds really cool. Because I'm like, does. Yo, there's this guy who's immortal who has no hands but acts like a samurai, you know, and he goes around, like, trying to, like, fuck people up and be noble, but he's terrible at everything. But he ends up winning because nobody can kill him. They're like, that sounds amazing. I'm like,
does it?
But you know what? Remember this, too, on that show. We were in the minority.
Yeah,
a lot of
people liked
that show. It had high ranking, it had high scores and everything across the board.
Amazon rankings mean nothing. I like to point that out in general.
Okay, what about IMDb?
IMDb is not as strong as like a Rotten Tomatoes to me.
Let's look at Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't want to.
I want to know now. Since we're on his neck like this.
We're here.
Please don't do this to me.
Average audience score is literally 100%.
C-score details.
God damn. Dog. See?
Well, I don't know how many audience.
No, but it doesn't even tell you the count. So
it doesn't tell me how many
people. That could literally
be
one person.
It could just be one dude that was like, it was Chaz.
Just Chaz.
Chaz got his Rotten Tomatoes count.
Chaz was like, I knew this moment was coming. Yeah, Brennan was going to call it.
Let me do a real quick Metacritic check. And then we'll call this segment a wrap.
I cannot stand that
now,
stupid show.
I think IMDb had it a solid 7 something. I think.
Blade of the Immortal. Oh, this is a movie.
Remember they had a live action movie.
Well, the live action movie's got a 7.72 on Metacritic, which is pretty good. That's higher than usual, but that's also not the animated show. It didn't look like
they
had
live
it
action
there.
Was pretty solid too.
All right, well. And that's another one, too, where I heard that the manga was not well adapted. And so if you take it up, any issue with the show, it might just because something got lost in translation, lost in adaptation.
Translation.
All right, man. Thank
any
you
other
for
news?
That.
No, that's all we got.
Yeah, that's all we're doing. We're going to get into an Arcane recap by Rob.
Yes, sir, Rob.
He's on double duty today, y'all. So
double duty.
Yeah, recap episodes 7-9, Arcane, wrapping this season up for this show. What do you got for us, Rob?
Yes, sir. So after the confrontation with Jinx, Vi and Kate wake up in custody of the Firelights, both angry with each other for not telling each other the whole truth. Luckily for them, though, the leader of the Firelights is none other than Vi's childhood friend, Echo, who is trying to keep Shimmer off of the streets.
Yo, yes, dog. I was hyped when Echo popped up.
Yeah.
What is it?
Was that Arcane Season 1?
Yeah,
Metacritic. 9.1 on Metacritic.
Shit.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
No, me too. I like Echo a lot.
I like him a lot.
It was good to see him come back. Victor, meanwhile, talks with Singed about how to make the Hexcore work. And Singed gives him a dose of Shimmer, which should help him survive the Hexcore magic, where the plants did not. He takes the Shimmer, but is worried about what Jace may think. In Zaun, Jinx mends her wounds while struggling to reconcile seeing Vi again and is worried that she's basically being betrayed by Vi again as she's, you know, getting friendly with Kate, an enforcer. At the same time, Echo shows Vi what he's been able to build with the Firelights and is a refuge for Zaun's inhabitants and tries to tell her that the sister that she knew is gone.
I'm sorry. This, and I just picked this up on these episodes.
Yeah.
Did y'all know that her tattoo was her name? Or did you think it was a Roman numeral?
You know, honestly, I think it took me this second time around watching to be like,
okay,
oh, yeah, that's
okay.
Her name.
I'm not crazy.
No.
Cool.
You just taught me something right now.
Yeah, I was like,
six what?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's her. Fuck. That's
Vi.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I never even thought you were right.
Yeah. In between the cities, Victor is stopped at the blockade on the bridge where the enforcers struggled to keep back the protesters from the Undercity. When Jace shows up to retrieve him, the rift between the two grows as Jace's prejudice against the people from Zaun comes through and Victor lies to him about what he found from his old teacher.
Victor.
At the same time, Silco is called before the other crime bosses of the Undercity, who are unhappy with how he is running things, especially a metal-jawed boss named Finn. Silco doesn't buckle, though, and nearly poisons the whole meeting just to remind them who is in charge. When he gets home, though, he's confronted by Jinx for lying to her about Vi. She jabs him with his shimmer syringe several times as he tries to convince her that he is not... basically, he's still the only one that's on her side. He's not trying to trick her, and that he needs her to build a weapon with the refined crystal that they stole. Vi convinces Echo that Kate can be trusted. He agrees to take her back to Piltover. He questions her, basically, what is this crystal about? She convinces him, hey, take me back. You know, we can basically put this into the hands of the people that need it, and maybe we can get the enforcers to lay off the people of Zaun and stop the violence a little bit. Mel, meanwhile, is turning up the heat, concerned that Piltover is on the brink of war and looking weak. She tries to convince Jace and Victor to make weapons of their own with Hextech before the people of Zaun can. Victor is disgusted, but Jace is less sure and thinks, maybe, I don't know, maybe I should be doing that. Desperate and isolated, Victor tries to merge with the magic of the Hex Core after injecting himself with the Shimmer. Echo and Vi and Kate go to sneak into Piltover, and at first Vi turns back, hoping to find Jinx and turn her back to her old self. Little does she know, Jinx is watching from up on top of the bridge. Kate and Echo approach the blockade, and Kate tells them she's discovered Silco is behind everything. Of course, Marcus knows this and shoots Echo and takes the crystal from him for himself. Hearing the shot, Vi runs back, and Jinx thinks that she's being betrayed again and lets loose a swarm of bombs that kill Marcus and the other enforcers just before they also shoot Kate.
Man.
Yeah. Jinx retrieves the crystal as Vi goes for Kate. Seeing that, she aims to shoot them both. But luckily, Marcus's bullet didn't kill Echo, and he steals the crystal back, tells the girls to take it to the city while he holds off Jinx.
Echo!
He rushes her, clocks her with his heavy wrench, but just when he's about to land the finishing blow, he can't do it, seeing his old friend in her eyes still. And in his hesitation, Jinx sets off a grenade that catches them both in the blast. In a flashback to Mel's childhood, we see her mother, Ambessa, who is a brutal warrior. We find out that her brother is trying to use
Beast.
Words rather than war, but her mother wants to forge Mel more in her image and make her watch as she executes a young royal of a kingdom they had just conquered. So it's no real wonder why she's estranged from her family. Silco goes to the bridge, finds Jinx wounded from her grenade, and hauls her off before the enforcers arrive, and we see that she managed to steal back the crystal, though Echo is really nowhere to be seen amongst the bodies. Vi sneaks a wounded Kate back to her home, and Kate begs her mother to bring what they found in front of the console so they can finally take down Silco. Her mother is reluctant, but agrees to let Vi and Kate present their case. Desperate, Silco brings Jinx basically to Singed to save her. The mad doctor says that he can do it, but the process may be worse than death. Silco tells him, hey, you know,
whatever it takes.
She can handle it. She's a survivor. Do what you have to do. Savika, meanwhile, gets a visit from Finn, who tries to win her over to his side, letting her know Silco is losing grasp on the Undercity and his control over Jinx. He's got bigger fish that he knows about that, you know, might be unhappy with the job that Silco's doing. Yeah. In Piltover, Ambessa arrives to visit Mel with a small army, and it's clear that time and distance has not healed their wounds. But Ambessa brings other news. Her brother's been assassinated, and she's determined not to lose another child. So she's also very interested in Jace and the Hextech weapon that he is developing. As Kate and Vi prepare their case for the council and grow closer, if you know what I'm saying, Jinx struggles to cling to life as Singed injects her with shimmer and other chemicals. It's torturous and drives her further down the road to madness, but she does survive. Heimerdinger, meanwhile, takes some time for some poverty tourism in the Undercity and is shocked by what he sees, but he does find Echo, and who has survived the bombing but has a broken leg, and the two strike up a quick friendship. Jace then meets his girlfriend's mom, and it does not go great. She calls the council weak and tries to warn him that that basically he's leading the city towards war and death. Vi and Kate then go in front of the council with their evidence on Silco, and Jace's first reaction is like, let's go guns and blazing, you know. However, the rest of the council decides maybe their best first option maybe open up some talks with Silco. Let's maybe try this whole talking thing first. Vi is furious with this, storms out. Kate chases after and hits her with the, what about us? But Vi is just like, hey, you know, not meant to be. Head back to your fancy home and think about something else, and I'm going to head back to the Undercity and take out SoCal myself.
They don't really care about us.
No. So Victor, fresh off of his experiment, runs on his new leg and finds that he's in better shape than he's ever been. He goes back to the lab to double down, but the hex core gets out of control, and when his assistant, who's been crushing on him, tries to save him, she is vaporized.
Vaporized. I was hurt by this.
Literally, like, on her way to tell him how she feels about him, turned to dust.
Dog. I was speechless, dog. I was so hurt because I liked her.
Yeah,
she was a nice person.
Yeah, I think Sky was her name. You know, rest in peace to Sky. Later, Jace gets an unexpected visit from Vi. The two agree SoCal must be dealt with and decide to use some of the hex tech to destroy his shimmer manufacturing. Vi grabs gauntlets like Vander used to wear, while Jace grabs a massive hammer. Back by a team of enforcers, they raid one of SoCal's shimmer cookhouses and come quickly up against a group of shimmer-powered fighters. They absolutely rip through the enforcers, but Jace and Vi are able to fight back with the hex tech. They take out the fighters, but in Jace's trigger happy days, he accidentally shoots a child worker in the refinery and kills him. As the other child workers look on, Jace is crushed by the guilt. In Piltover, Kate agonizes over losing Vi, but she is soon paid a visit from a very angry Jinx, who is fresh off the operating table. The last episode starts with Mel being completely right and Jace not being prepared for the cost of war. He calls off the raid on SoCal's facilities and tells Vi to give the gauntlets back. She responds by saying, "You can take them off my dead fucking body," which, of course, he is not equipped to do, so he lets her leave. Mel is also horrified, and Bessa has basically driven Jace to war, and her mother admits that she's there basically to stir up shit to get Hextech weaponry to protect their family. She's worried that her dead son may only be the start to the bloodshed, and she tells Mel, "Come home where I can protect you."
She pretty much says, like, I don't care. I'll do anything. I will start a fucking war. I would kill. I do what I got to do just to protect my family.
Anything. Horrified by what has happened to his assistant. A lot of people horrified. Victor wants to destroy the Hex Core, but can't bring himself to do it, and seems as though it may have even some kind of control over him. He dumps his assistant's ashes and almost kills himself, but just as he stopped Jace years ago, Jace stops him, and Victor asks him to destroy the Hex Core for him since he can't bring himself to do it, and Jace agrees. As SoCal deals with the ramifications of the raid, he struggles to keep the other crime lords in line, and it seems like Zavika might be on her way out the door too. She and Finn go to confront SoCal, and it seems like his number may finally be up. SoCal gives a speech about loyalty being all they really have, and in the end, Zavika cuts Finn's throat instead. Elsewhere in the city, Echo and Heimerdinger make it to the Firelight's hideout, and the small old inventor is surprised to discover they have culture. Both men desperate, Jace and Silco meet and discuss a truce. Jace agrees to give Zahn its independence in order for the shutdown of the Shimmer operation, and Jinx being handed over to him in custody. All of a sudden, Silco isn't sure he's ready to pay the price for peace. He drinks and talks his thoughts over with a statue of Vander, but doesn't know that Jinx is listening in. Vi, on the other hand, is done talking and goes to Vander's old bar to find Zavika. The two brawl it out with their upgraded fists.
That was a good fight.
Yeah, yes, sir. Zavika combos up Vi and sends her to the ground, but after a pep talk from a vision of Vander, Vi spits out a tooth, drops a gauntlet, and punches Zavika so hard the power goes out and rips off her arm before throwing her into a jukebox. Pieced her up. She's rewarded by getting knocked out by Jinx.
So is this Kato?
Ooh, was
this borderline?
Was Zavika Kato'd?
We gotta rewatch the Kato scene, bro, and rewatch what the fuck happened to him.
No, I mean, the thing is, it's like, it was a one-sided fight, Kato's side. I mean, but, like, I'm thinking about the result of being Kato'd.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Arm ripped off,
smashed up against it, like, you know, just beaten into a pulp.
Yeah, a close Kato. Not fully, man.
It's close.
We do need to rewatch that scene.
Yeah, we do.
And for those who don't know what we're talking about, that is actually from the show Baki, season one. Kato is a character who chased, what's the bigger, Hamni?
No, it was other dude.
The big white dude from the United States.
I forget his name.
Yeah,
but he's like a big German white dude. Yeah, old dude. He chases him down into the sewer and
follows him to his hideout.
He made a mistake chasing him, and it's one of the worst beatings I've ever seen in anything.
Yeah, talk about somebody falling under the victim of hypnosis.
Good
that
lord.
Dude.
Yeah.
Kato didn't know I hit him. Quite literally.
Yeah.
Jace goes to tell the council about the peace deal he's negotiated, but they are not pleased with the terms and launch into a shouting match. While they shout at each other, Vi wakes up and Jinx tells her that she's responsible for the person that she's become and reveals to Vi the kidnapped Silco and Kate, and tells her that if she can kill Kate, if Vi can kill Kate, then, hey, I'll go back to being powder. Vi instead tries to convince her, hey, listen, we can just run away. But Silco makes a counteroffer. Choose me, and we can destroy Piltover together. Fuck all these people. While they talk, Kate cuts herself free, grabs Jinx's gun, but the juiced up Jinx is able to rush Kate, knock her out before she can even shoot. Vi and Silco shout at her to remember who she is, and as Silco also breaks free and grabs a gun, Jinx fires wildly to protect Vi. She hits Silco and sends him to hell, and as he dies, he confesses he wasn't really ever thinking about turning her in over to Jason in the first place, and she fully becomes Jinx and tells Vi their sisterhood is over, they're just too different. As she marches away, she picks up the crystal weapon developed for Silco, a type of rocket launcher that she powers up and aims at the council building, and as the council, led by Mel and Jace, vote for peace and decide to give Zaun its independence, the rocket hits the building, and we cut to black.
You little fucking bitch.
Yo, can we just talk about...
Hold on, you little fucking... You understand what the fuck you did to the love of my life? Huh?
Tell me, this show... I mean, I didn't even rewatch it, but like even just hearing that, I'm just like, yo, I was in my fucking feeling. Remember how epic that, like, just like, remember how like the rocket flying towards the building and the musical montage of all the things that are going on? I was like, they really fucking did this shit, man.
Yeah, because I remember watching that the first time and being like, oh, what is she shooting at? And then just like the dawning realization as the council's casting the vote and they're getting everything that they ever really would have wanted through the peace talks. And then the rocket comes like crashing through the window as Mel looks over his shoulder.
So I think I can bring up a question that you said I shouldn't bring up at one point, and now I'm going to bring it back up.
Okay, bring it up.
Are we team fuck Gabby or team fuck Jinx? I mean,
fuck Gabby.
Bro, I'm sorry, man. If Mel is not alive, bro, I would get animated.
But we don't know that.
If she's not alive.
She's a tough one.
She is.
She's a warrior.
She's not alive. Let me tell you something, Jinx. You little schizophrenic ass, whatever the fuck the word is. You little crazy ass. I would beat the brakes off you. I checked your age. You like it said you're like 17, 18. You old enough for an ass whooping.
She's on that HGH, though. She's on the shimmer.
She is. She's on the shimmer. She might get me.
No, there's no might.
She's going to get you.
She's going to fuck you up.
When you're fighting for love, Brennan, you can
love will make you do crazy things.
You get a different type of strength, man. A different type of strength, man. I'm telling you, Mel is the love of my life in anime, dog. And she's beautiful. And she's now mangled up and burnt up and shit. What the fuck I'm going to do, huh? Huh? I'm going to marry that. Huh?
It's tough.
First question, motherfucker.
Still fuck. Wait. But my answer is team fuck Gabby. Still
team fuck Gabby?
Oh, yeah.
Rob.
I think I might be fuck Jinx. I feel like, because like Gabby, like, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Gabby keeps doing fucked up shit.
I haven't finished this season up yet, so I want to see if she keeps doing it.
They both had fucked up childhoods.
Yes, Jinx, very true.
You know what I'm saying? Jinx is like truly being manipulated through chemicals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not even just like, oh, your childhood's messed up. It's like, no, Jinx lost everyone in front of her by her own hand on accident. You know what I'm saying? And then got chemically manipulated by the evil underboss of the world.
So it sounds like she's worse.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. She's harder to blame is my point.
I mean, at least
so that's why you can say fuck Gabby, because Gabby's just like, yeah, you know, I got brainwashed. And
Gabby's also 13 to this 17-year-old.
And I feel like Gabby started out at a place where it's like she's the worst and has been kind of bending more towards the course of like, maybe I was fucked up and wrong.
And whereas then does something else.
Jinx
fucked
she does.
Up.
She does.
Yeah.
That's my point.
But even then, she, and I don't want to say too much if you haven't caught up, but Jinx seems to only go further down the wrong path.
Yes.
And I'll say that Gabby,
she's always doubling down.
Fuck Gabby.
I mean, I'm not
we're not disagreeing with that. We're just saying, are you more team of the other one? That's all.
I think
it's
Jinx,
fuck them both, to be honest.
Let's put it this way. I think Jinx is a better character to watch with a more interesting story that I want to see more of.
Sure.
I want Gabby
dead. That's fair. That's a good question.
I want Gabby to die. So for me, so that's my argument. It's like, which character do you want to see more of? Jinx or Gabby? Fuck Gabby. You know what I'm saying?
No, I do think Jinx is definitely a more interesting character to me. Even like, we can start getting into our thoughts on the episode, but like, there's even that moment when Kate has the gun on her and she like, her face changes where she like, she looks like the little girl. And you're like, I feel bad for this girl. And then like, then of course she completely switches.
Yeah, it's Harley Quinn. We out here.
Yeah. Character development is pretty good. All right. So All right. So 2-1 team, fuck Jinx. But you know, it's
I didn't change nobody. With the point of who you want to watch?
On the fence. I'm on the fence.
Ah! That is a change.
Okay, so we're split.
We're split.
At the end of the day, it's team fuck them both, to be honest.
Oh,
so it's not like...
No, it's fine. That's fine.
It don't matter. Okay, so first real question. Do you think it's possible anyone in the council room has survived, Rob?
I think they frame it as if like you got to feel like they're like there's no way anybody makes it out of their life, but I think there has to be some people that make it. I think I like just because I feel like they would be leaving some very interesting plot on the table if they offed everybody in there. Like I feel like Victor has to make it.
That's what I thought about the Game of Thrones episode too.
I could be totally wrong.
Remember when she blew up that whole fucking council?
Oh yeah, that was.
I was just like, somebody's gonna survive.
No.
Nope.
No. That
Red Wedding. Somebody's gonna survive.
No.
Nope.
They're all going. But that to say, like, especially the one thing that makes me think either Jace or Victor has survived is they set up that whole thing of, like, you have to destroy this hex core for me. I can't. And then they don't come back to that at all, which makes me think maybe Jace went and now Victor is now left without anybody to help him. I could see that, especially since he's also been juicing.
I think Victor's going to have the little
guy. Oh, Heimerdinger, but he wasn't there.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. He's not there.
He's going to come back.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to have to be the one to carry that on.
I could absolutely see that.
Yeah, so.
But I'm sorry, Keenan. I think Mel is probably fucking toast. I think Mel's done for.
Yeah, her storyline pretty much ended.
Yeah, here's the thing. I thought that too. I honestly think everybody's either dead, but Victor or who's the other?
Jace.
It's either one or both of those two are going to stay alive. And I think Chase might be alive because he's going to want a revenge or like be like, fucking Mel! Ah! And he's going to do whatever the case, or he might even flip and now want to fucking bury the whole underground.
It could
go that way. So I do think she's dead too. So. Whoever the animators are of the show, just let me know how much it costs to get animated. Animate me so I can go in there and I can fuck up Jinx. Give me any...
You're going to need powers.
Hey, man, Riot Studios is in Santa Monica. You could drive down there.
So I'll look at the address. I'll be down there probably what? I leave from New York on Wednesday night.
You need a lot of money. I need to have enough money to be in the next season and fuck this character up. They're going to be like, you need to pay for the whole season.
Yes, exactly. Brennan? Who survived?
That's a hard question. I'm kind of with Rob on this. I think that there is probably someone who survives. I don't know who it is though, because you make a good argument about
I think that one storyline.
Yeah, the continued storyline. But there was like every single person in that room had storylines that were connected to the other story. Everybody's connected. That's what's really good about the show.
If you're the little, I like her, but I don't know what she really does. It's a little thing around her neck.
Oh yeah, she's got like the gears and stuff.
Yeah.
There's like her and like the robot-looking guy.
She's the one with the money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the one with the money.
And who's the robot? Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they kind of establish that there's something for each one of them. So it's like, they might just be cannon fodder, but, you know, this might be the start of their story that, like, jinxes when everything blew up. This one person that we didn't even know anything about starts a whole new story. Just like, you know, like, now I have to destroy the underworld, and I'm the real villain now because the other villain got killed.
Yeah.
You know?
At the end of the day, I hope everybody dies with Mel. Everybody's dead in there, but Mel, if I had the choice...
Wait, do you want Mel to live to be the villain?
Huh. I want her to live to be in the story longer.
To be the villain. She would end up being the villain and trying to kill everybody in the show because of that moment.
Damn.
That's what I just said. Like, whoever survives is probably going to live long enough to be the villain.
I feel bad because I want to root for the underworld.
But
I love Mel.
And so you're saying you want her to...
Love conquers all, baby! No, I don't know.
I can tell you on a franchise base who's probably living based on who's in the game and who's important in that story.
Right, and I do know Victor is a playable character.
Exactly.
I don't think anybody else is.
Jace is a definite, he probably lived too. It's probably Jace.
Is he a playable character?
He is, yep.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Mel is not, and she was introduced for the show, so she's probably dead.
She's probably fucking toast. All right, she's probably toast.
So next question. A lot of manipulation going on in this show. And so let me know, who do you think was a better manipulator? Silco to Jinx.
The way you say that word is so funny to me.
Manipulator.
Yeah, manipulator. It's manipulator.
Manipulator.
Don't overthink it now. Now
we're gone now. Am I crazy? Am I the only one who was hearing that?
I mean, it's definitely. Says
I joke about him saying elementary school, but I mean, people say it that way.
Elementary.
I just speak kind of fast. I think that's what
documentary.
It is.
Well, if you slow down and say manipulator.
Manipulate. I mean, it's still at the end of the day. I'm still saying the word.
You are.
You're good, man. It's funny.
Hey.
Stop vote manipulating.
Are you team fuck Brennan or team fuck Gabby?
There's a Keenan in there somewhere. Honestly, actually, I'd rather take the team fuck Brennan or team. How about this? Let's do a poll. Team fuck Brennan or team fuck Ice.
Oh God.
You might lose this, dog.
I might.
Ice. They're gonna. If it's about opinion based, Ice has the worst opinions out of here.
Oh,
for sure. Mm. But I think
I'm also.
But he still has riders. He has a lot of riders in the squad.
I'm
people have you. We're just like, where was Brennan on the villain draft?
Yeah.
Which is, I take as a compliment.
I think it is.
I think it's really impressive that you guys thought that I would, should make it on the villain draft. And it would have been one of the funniest moments of this podcast if somebody was like, I draft Brennan Everett. That would have been funny. I would have fell out my chair.
Yeah, you did, I don't know like if you would have fit into the category.
No, I got my ass whooped in that draft.
So. Sword villain? Mm.
I wish.
Yeah, right.
I wish. I if somebody's got a hand threw a sword at me, he's like, let's have a sword fight, I'm getting fucked up. Like, I don't know shit about swords. I just love them.
No, all right, man. So who's the better manipulator?
There you go. You did it.
Seal Code to Jinx or Light to Misa from Death Note. This was kind of tough for me.
I mean, you let me know your thoughts. I feel like I have a pretty clear winner.
Pretty clear winner?
Yeah.
Yep. Easy. Easy one.
I gotta go with Seal Code Jinx.
Really? Okay. Let me know. What makes you say that?
I mean, you manipulated a child. Well, that's tough because he ends up getting killed. But I don't think that was even her brain. I think at that point she was too far gone. I don't even think that was really even her feeling that way. I think you manipulate a kid to go against her sister and to damn near kill her sister. You put her on these fucking drugs. You're taking advantage of her being schizophrenic. I think that's fucked up all in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Light Misa is fucked up too. You're taking advantage of this girl being so in love with you. I'm curious to see what you guys think now.
All right.
I want Rob's.
I got to say, it's Light and Misa, hands down.
Okay.
For one big reason. Misa never turned on Light. Never. And Jinx turned on Silco several times. And at even the point where in that like last kind of set piece in the last episode, she says to Vi, like, Silco didn't make me. You made me,
yeah.
Vi. Like, you made me into this person that I am.
This bitch is schizophrenic. We don't know. She don't know what the hell she's talking about.
There's a lot of things going on in there.
Yeah,
I agree. Like, he definitely manipulated her. He definitely, like, used her to his own gain. But I think there was a fondness between them. Like, I think they had a fucked up relationship. But I think Silco did care for her. I don't think Light gave one single fuck about Misa and played her like a fiddle.
You don't think at all? I think there was a part in there where he did. And at that point, he was just like, yo, if it's me or anybody else, I don't give a fuck. I'm taking me 10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
But I think there was something there at some point.
I think Light is so egotistical.
Yeah,
it's like one of those things like, I love her because she loves me.
Yeah. That's
you know what I mean?
The day she stops loving me, he doesn't care about her.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not fighting that.
I'm going to take Silco. Simple fact.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's the simple fact of chemical manipulation. That's it. It's just like when you cross into the like, I'm just using words and actions and, you know, and like just the energy that I can create to manipulate you versus like, let me stick this shit inside of you, you know, and change your chemical makeup so that you do what the fuck I tell you to do.
Performance enhancing drugs, though. Your performance enhancing manipulation.
I mean,
Light didn't need it.
I'm saying, but that's what you're asking what's worse.
I'm not necessarily saying what's worse. The question
used mental and both. I think
who was the better manipulator?
The better manipulator.
And I think Light was the better manipulator.
Yeah, I agree with that. Fine.
Okay. That's just my two cents.
Sorry, I just took it as a fuck you.
All right, cool. Next question. Do you think Jace made the right call or should he have continued going after Silco? Rob.
This is tough because, like, I mean, I think they did a great job of just being like, listen, fucked up things happen in war. And, like, clearly he was not ready to accept that. And clearly he was not ready to accept the price that he was not ready for what it actually looked like. Like, all the stuff that Mel's mom was trying to convince her to, you know, Jason never seen anything like that. So his first time, like, basically cracking an egg to make an omelet, he was just like, whoa. So clearly he's not built for it. But I think at the end of the day, he should have stuck to his guns and gone with Vi and just taken shit out. I mean, by going back on it, I mean, he ended up kind of creating a worse situation for himself and for Piltover. I mean, if they had continued their thing, we don't know what would have happened to all of them. But, like, obviously he just, I mean, it sucks that he killed a kid, but, like, also that kid hit the button. Like, he was in that situation. He was the crime boss's kid. Like, he was in it. Like, it's tough. I think Jace made the wrong call, basically backing off and then just being like, all right, like, I'm just going to wash my hands of this. Like, Vi, whatever you got to do, you got to do, but I'm out.
Look, man, I think the reason why he even went for it at first was because he saw that naked old ass. That naked old ass got out the tub and walked towards him. He was like, oh, I smashed your daughter. This might even be better than your daughter.
Oh my God.
Jesus. I might have to do whatever you say, baby girl. And you know, he went down there, they went to war, and I felt bad. It's weird because it's like I always try to put myself in the shoes of the characters.
Right.
And it's just like I think like sometimes it's fucked up, but sometimes motherfuckers are sacrificed, man. It's just like they gotta go. It's like you did what you did. He was a kid. He would have got y'all killed. You know what I'm saying?
He would have.
So I mean, that's just the way the game fucking works sometimes. So I look at it like that. You're gonna get me killed, and even if like I think of a kid from what's that show? Spike.
Oh, Cowboy Bebop.
When the little kid was like and they, you know, killing him or whatever. He's like, hey, man, fuck you, dog. I know you're a little kid, whatever, but you gotta go. You trying to kill me, man.
Yeah, he was like the little kid that was actually an old man, right?
Yeah, the Benjamin Button little disease.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Yeah, get him the fuck up out of here. So it was just like, I think he should have continued going after Silco. It is what it is. That's the nature of the game. And now you got Mel killed, son of a bitch. So I blame all y'all. I'm blaming everybody, bro. I'm blaming everybody for Mel's death. Brennan.
I'm with Keenan. I agree. I think he should have kept going after Silco. I'm not going to go into too much detail because I'm listening to you guys and remembering. Yeah. I'm just like, okay, cool. Yeah. I remember the scene because it's about the scene when he got the weapons and he went down.
Yeah, he's blasting like away at these Shimmer powered up like soldiers.
Yeah, he's fucking them up.
And then he blasts a kid.
Yeah.
Who was like also there, also participating, and the kid falls and he dies on the ground.
His weapon was dope, though. I like the
weapon. But I mean, Vi even makes a point where it's just like, you're mad about, like, not mad, you're feeling bad about one dead kid. Silco has created hundreds of dead kids. In what he's been doing, and that's what we're trying to do is stop him.
Yep.
And you're losing.
That was weak.
You're losing sight.
You
got to
keep going.
What we're doing.
You got to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, you got to realize, like you said, you break some eggs. I do have one thing that I do want to briefly talk about.
Sure.
If you guys don't mind, is the Edmund Pettus Bridge. You guys know what that is?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-mm.
You should know what this is. It's the Selma Marching Bridge.
Oh yeah.
So that's the bridge. Thank you, Cameron, for knowing.
I knew what that was.
No, but the reason is a big deal.
I'll give it to Cameron in a second. Go ahead.
No, but the big reason I just want to, you guys can understand why I'm going with this, right?
Yeah.
Is I think that this show clearly, like, it even looks like it. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
Like, they made the bridge in the show look like the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Yeah.
Which I thought was just incredible that they did this. They're just like, yo, like, because there's just so many undercurrents of like societal things that are like American society
for sure.
That are like referenced in this show, and for them to have the biggest showdowns in history referenced from the past and then current and then happen again in the show, history repeating itself, you know, like we've seen so many times.
Yep.
Donald Trump, excuse me, Edmund Pettus Bridge. Like, I thought that was absolutely like just beautiful that they did that, and so I just want to point that out.
That's cool. Yeah. Kudos to them.
That's true. I just want to say, I'll be watching the editing DIYs. Cam just knows shit. Like, I don't know what he does. I don't know what he eats, smokes, whatever the fuck it is. He'd be like, I don't know what that is. Cam be like, well, actually, it's just something.
He's got those degrees.
I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you? How do you know
Cameron
this?
Cameron is the most educated person in this room.
Yeah, he is. Cam's got more degrees than
all. You might have as many.
Cam has as many degrees as all of us combined.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, kind of.
But the degrees.
Do you have any degrees?
I have no degrees.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He has as many degrees as all of us combined.
But that's the thing. Degrees don't necessarily mean you're smart.
No, you know, not necessarily.
It just means you know.
I have a knack for remembering random pieces of.
I got to recruit you to
the
trivia
team,
Cam.
I'm also
the
type of person who, like, a lot of people are like, oh, I wonder what, they'll ask themselves a question, and then they'll just keep moving on. If I ask myself a question, I have to Google it and find it out. And then once I do that, then it's instantly in my
brain. And you don't forget a lot of shit.
No.
So you're similar to Rob to where you can kind of.
Yeah. But if, like, I've got a question, or if someone asks me a question, I'm immediately going to Google it and figure out the answer.
He has a pretty good memory, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a few more years of that, and then that shit's start to go.
It does. No, but it's funny to me, because I had talking with Cameron about, like, when he first moved here to LA and all that kind of stuff. His memory is so vivid of that experience and, like, having full conversations with me. And I'm like, okay.
Day I got here, Brennan walked over to Tony's, knocked on the door, and we had a chat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't remember that at all?
No. No, I remember the vibe of, like, you know, Tony was on some bullshit. You know, we're here, guys. You know what I'm telling?
I know this story, but
I don't know anything.
Like, I don't actually know how it came about, which Cam can speak to, but, like, some kind of way, a teacher that Tony used to know connecting with Cam.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And then he and Tony, you know, Cam was looking for, like, an internship that he needed to complete his degree for his master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so the teacher connected with Tony because we owned a production company and he's working in production for his master's.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they were like, hey, can you come out there, whatever, you know, get an internship? And then Tony's like, not only can you come out here, we'll pay you. But Tony But
yeah,
Tony
promised me like 30 hours a week, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, yeah, that should be fine.
Yeah.
But Tony doesn't do anything with the money. Like
you're the money guy.
Yeah, he literally knows nothing about our money. He knows nothing about literally anything in that side of things. And the thing is, for me, what he told me is that, hey, man, there might be this kid who comes out to help us with some stuff. That's what he told me.
Right.
That's what he said. And then, like, the day before Cameron got here, he's like, oh, I might have promised him that we're going to give him 30 hours a week of work. And I'm like, at what rate? He's like, oh, yeah, you know, like, you know, what? I don't remember what it was, but it was higher than minimum wage. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And I was just like, so wait, what are we even going to have him do? He's like, oh, don't, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. You know, that's Tony's, like, catchphrase. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
That is definitely his catchphrase,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and so, like, I remember my vibe meeting Cameron. It's like, I knew it wasn't Cameron's fault.
Right.
That
right.
he was here and this all that kind of stuff. So, but I also had to be real with him.
Yeah.
So what did I say to you, Cameron?
You were just like, no, you just said that. Like, I'm going to be real with you. Like, I'm not going to be, like, rude. I'm not going to pull my punches. But, like, this is the actual situation. And I'm going to give you what I can give you. But, like, I don't know who you are. So we
I don't know what you can do. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
I don't know where our next paycheck's coming from.
Exactly.
So I was like, I can't promise
you.
Yeah,
that was a different time.
Yeah.
Yo, God, that was a different time.
Yeah, that was a different time in the company.
Okay.
Thanks for coming, Cam. On faith.
Yeah, glad to have you.
On faith in Tony's
life. Worked out.
After all that, Cam has fucking been clutch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's been great. Definitely. I mean, I appreciate Brittany always having those conversations. Touch for a second, man. This, you break down your money, be like, eh, we can't do all that shit. So
I just got to tell you the truth, man.
Yeah, be real.
I always respect it. So, next question. If you were in Vi's shoes, would you have keep trying to save powder this whole time, or do you think she would you have think she would have been too far gone?
Can I go first?
You know what? Go ahead.
Yeah. I could. That's the only question I feel comfortable going first.
Sure. Yeah.
The answer is yes. I have one brother and one sister, and I don't even know the bounds that I would go to for them. You know, past like sensible objective logic. I know that.
Even if they tried to murder you multiple times.
Yes. I think so. I don't know, though. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's my sister. It's my brother. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, the thing is, it's not like I, like, speaking to my sister, my brother, and also to their relationship, they had a good relationship. You know what I'm saying? She was the one looking out for her.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's just like, she feels partially to blame for where she is because of the circumstances. She could also understand why she's feeling the way she does because she felt like she was abandoned by Vi.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know that Vi was arrested that day. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't know any of those things. So it's like, yeah, of course you're going to have all these crazy feelings for, like, the past decade that I haven't been around and you've been living under a crime boss who's fucking evil and scary. So it's like, yeah, you might try to kill me, I try to do some other shit, but until I can actually have that one-on-one time with you and really have that heart-to-heart and give you the full perspective of understanding what's going on, I'm probably going to be able to forgive a lot of shit outside of literally me dying, then there's nothing left to forgive. But I would give 120% as often as I could. That's where I'm at.
Do you even think that Jinx is even in the mindset to even accept that? I feel like she's not even in the mindset to accept that shit right now. That's where...
I mean, right now, yes, I agree with you, but like... When they first started connecting in the show, reconnecting, then I think she easily could have become Powder. She could have easily become Powder again because she would have found out, like, oh, shit, my sister has been through all these things. She didn't purposely do anything. She said one bad thing to me is all she ever did wrong to me in our entire relationship. She didn't abandon me. She was beaten in jail for a decade. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like when she, under that understanding, it's like, and she can prove it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like there's nothing. What do you hate about me at that point? You know, so I think that, yeah, at that point, then she's still savable. Right now, probably not, but not impossible, is what I say.
Whew.
Can anyone go to
this? Man, I think this is, I'm curious to hear Rock because he doesn't have any siblings. I'm going to go.
That's so funny.
I'm going to leave you for lab, but I do want to care.
I'm Rob's brother.
Thanks, guys.
I think he'll kill you.
No, I'm not. All right, cool.
He'll let
you go. His dad
loves me. Yeah, man.
It's hard because I'm kind of with Brennan in a sense where it's just like, yo, when I talk to my brother now, and it's just like, dog, if my brother was so far gone, it's just like, I always feel like I think I can get to him. But it's going to be tough. Once you make one attempt in my life, I'll probably be like, all right, man, you bullshit. Multiple attempts in my life, I'll probably be like, hey, man, fuck him.
Yeah.
This is multiple attempts. One attempt, I could probably be like, all right, yo, you weren't in your right mind. Let's have a discussion. If you still come for me after that, I'm like, all right, we're at odds at this point. It's like, we got to go for it. Now, I might feel bad doing it, but multiple attempts in my life at that point, I'm like, bro, I gotta break you some type of way. And that'll be tough. Yeah. I think I think to me, in this situation specifically, I think Jinx is too far gone, dog. I think she's out of there. She's multiple personalities. She's schizo, whatever the case may be. She's fucked up beyond repair. I think she's done for. I think at this point, at her age, at 19, whatever she is, 18, yo, Vi, get rid of these hands. Get her out of here, bro. Hmm. Rob?
No, I mean, if I'm putting myself in Vi's shoes, I mean, I basically, I see where Vi is coming from. So, short answer to this is yes. I would still try to save her up to the point where the show ends. Like, to that point where, like, where this season ends, I think Vi, and certainly I at that point, if I'm in her shoes, would be like, oh, no, there's no going back at mm-hmm. this point. For a lot of what Brennan was saying, like, they never really got that chance to have that talk uninterrupted.
True.
And I think, like, even if she's waking up and just being like, no, just, like, hear me out for, like, a minute. Mm-hmm. And, like, let's us just talk. Because even the first time they got together, where I did feel like she was going to come back to the side of Powder.
It did. Yeah.
They got interrupted by first Kate, which obviously caused a problem.
Yeah.
And then it got exacerbated by the firelight showing up.
Yep.
And that turning into a conflict.
Yep.
So they never had a chance to sit down and really get things straight until the end, which at that point, you know, like, cause the other part of it is, like, thinking about it from Vi's perspective, she's hearing about what her sister's responsible for, but she's not actually seeing her a lot. Like, right. Their face-to-face time at this age is very brief.
Yep. Yeah.
Where she's not seeing her have those, like, episodic moments until the end, at which point she's probably just like, what the fuck is going on? My sister is the Joker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it took until that moment, I think, for her to realize, like, oh, no, I think people are right. She's absolutely too far gone. Because, like, nobody can tell her anything. Like, Echo's just like, I'm telling you, I've been fighting this girl that we grew up with for years now. And I'm telling you, she's gone. And Vi just didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Echo is fucking boss, by the way.
Echo is a boss. Yeah. Echo's great.
So, all right, let's go to the next question then, after saying that. Who are your MVPs and LVPs for this season? Also, favorite character of the show? Rob, go ahead.
Hmm. For MVP, I think I got to give it to Vi. I think Vi would be my MVP just because... She was dope. I think she was this is a show with a lot of, you know, it's a wide cast of characters. You have a lot of characters, and I think they give you a lot of people's point of view. But, like, she was cool and, like, badass pretty much throughout. And, like, she tried to do right by everybody. And she was obviously the main driver behind, I think, the story. Mm. And I just, like, I got where she was coming from at every turn. And I liked Vi. I thought she was cool. I liked her story. And, you know, she certainly got to the action, too, especially at the end.
Yeah.
I liked Vi a lot. LVP has got to be Jace. That dude is such a doofus. He fumbled fucking every bag that was given to him. Every single bag that was given to him was fumbled by Jace. Especially, like, when you look at what happened, it just feels like he's so responsible for things falling apart in a lot of ways. But for my favorite character on the show, I for me, it's Echo. I just thought he was so cool. I love the design of the firelights. I thought his, like, hoverboard shit was so cool.
Yeah.
The fight scene between him and Jinx was super dope. I liked Echo a lot, and I'm really looking forward to seeing more of him next season.
Brennan.
Man, you literally took all three of my picks.
I'm so sorry.
So I'm just going to switch it up. That's exactly the order that I was going to say. Yeah. So I'm going to just switch it up in this all moment.
Right. Yep.
Fuck.
Second.
Shit, man.
You need some time?
Yeah, you go ahead, man. Fuck you, okay. Rob.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's good picks, though. I feel you.
Can I go least first?
Yeah, go for it.
Least?
Wait. Actually, no. I'm ready. I want to do this.
Okay.
I'm going to switch it up like this. I'm going to say my MVP of the show is Echo. And the reason why my MVP of the show is Echo...
Fucking bitch.
Sorry. Is because, first of all, like, when he was a kid, Echo wasn't really shit. His mentor got killed in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he took that inspiration and built an entire community based around one of the last trees that exists in this area and, like, supported the entire... He created an insulated community that he is the leader of, de facto leader of,
yeah.
That is supporting more people like him and creating a resistance to what's fucked up in the underworld.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's one of the most impressive accomplishments in the show.
Yeah, even Heimerdinger was just like, you did this in your lifetime?
Yes.
Like, you're just a kid.
Yes.
You did this?
So, Echo is MVP for that. I think LVP is Heimerdinger.
Yeah.
That's
a great choice as well.
This motherfucker did nothing but hate on everybody the entire show. Yeah. He didn't bring any value to any point of this entire series. I was like, I had so much expectations for this character. Like, look, he's been living forever, and he's little and cute and probably has powers and knows about magic. He literally is just like, fuck that. I'm the most closed-minded thing here, to the point where I have to get kicked off the fucking thing, kicked off the council, so that I can have to go back to the, you know, my little poverty porn tour to learn again. Like, oh shit, these people really are living up a fuck life.
Yeah.
But like, my guy, like, you helped create that whole city.
Yep.
That little undercity. You're the creator of it, if you want to be honest about it. And you're also not even allowing the magic that allowed this whole world to exist, to be a part of the world, because you're too closed-minded and scared of shit.
Yep.
So fuck you, Heimerdinger, and you're the reason why it blew up the way it did, is because you didn't allow the proper amount of time to study it. Yeah. You had the time. You could have been doing this shit for the last 500 years, apparently, and your ass is just like, nah, it's just bad.
Yeah.
It's like, well, now it is, because you let people who didn't have time to do it and denied it, you know, just like, it's like the war on drugs. You know what I'm saying? Did it stop drug use?
Mm.
Not at all. You know what I'm saying?
No, the drugs won the war on drugs.
The drugs won the war on drugs because it was bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's adorable, though, man.
He made magic bad.
He's adorable, man.
He's cute.
Adorable.
He's fucking useless.
If you remove him from the show, outside of historical significance that we didn't see happen, if you remove him from the show, literally nothing is lost. Nothing is lost.
Yeah. I can't argue that.
So he's my least favorite in my, LVP.
Your LVP.
And my...
For your fave?
My favorite is... I forget her name, but like the black mom.
Oh, and Bessa?
Yeah.
Mel's mom?
Yeah, Mel's mom.
Yeah.
She's pretty cool. She is the most no nonsense motherfucker
came
in
out
that
the
show.
Gate.
She's about that dick. She's about that.
I'm taking this pretty boy with me.
She's about that dick. She's about them hands. You know what I'm saying? She's about her business. Like, she is not, like, there's not a moment that she's on screen that she's playing games with anyone.
No.
Not her daughter, not the dick she wants, not the money she's trying to get, not the game she's playing, not the bath she's taking, not the clothes she's not wearing. She literally is just like, fuck y'all, I'm doing what I want to get what I want in every moment. And that shit is hilarious.
Yeah, I love when that dude rolled up and she's like, oh, he's here for me.
Yeah.
He's here for me. Yeah. I'm taking him.
Dog, I didn't, like, she's fucking him.
Oh yeah.
She's pegging him for sure.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she may or may not be into the pegging life, but I'm just saying she's gonna be on top no matter what happens.
I don't see him being able to satisfy her.
I do. Because she knows what she wants. And she wants him. So she's gonna be able to get what she wants out of him regardless of what he's able to do.
That's a fair assessment, I guess. But
She's too boss.
I don't think she's
let's say older, mature women.
They don't want they know they,
the thing is they know what they want, they know how to get it, and they're not gonna let you fuck it up.
That's true.
They're not gonna fuck this up for
that's
me.
True. If you've been with an older woman before.
I'm just saying,
yes,
they're not gonna let you fuck
true.
It up.
Yes.
Oh, your dick not no, like we're gonna
I know how to do it. I know how to get my own orgasm. I just need you as a vessel pretty much.
Yeah. So I'm saying she's fine.
Very true.
She's gonna get what she wants.
Yeah, she's gonna be fine.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
Keenan.
Oh, you son.
Cameron over here smiling his ass. Did you
enjoy that,
Cameron?
Yeah, there you go.
Been with an older woman before, Cam? Like older, like in a sense of like 15, 20 years?
Highly recommend. You learn a lot very quickly.
I highly recommend it too. Rob, have you?
No.
Okay.
No, not that much older.
Okay.
Highly recommend it, Rob. Highly recommend it.
No, thanks, Cam. A little too late for me, I think. But
you have all the experience you need at this point, my brother.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Man, this is, I mean, whew. I love Echo, dude, man. And that was definitely my MVP. Everything Brennan said, I echo. No pun intended.
Yeah.
But
that was nice.
I'm not going to just try to switch it up and do something different too. I'm gonna actually go with the son of a motherfucking bitch Jinx as an MVP.
Okay.
And I think because because I hated her so much, I think that's a great job as a character.
Yeah.
To make me hate you for real on this show.
And it's because you care about her, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why I fuck with. That's why I was like, all right, I can give you MVP. I can give you MVP for that. You literally made me like you, or not like you, but more care about you more than any character on the show.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? More than your sister.
Jinx is incredible. I agree.
Yeah. And I was just like, and you watch, and he's like, I feel bad because you're a child. You like you said, you get mentally manipulated.
Oh,
she never
had a chance.
Yeah, you're getting manipulated by fucking
Silco.
Silco.
Before that, you're manipulated by your friends as the kids calling you Jinx.
Yeah, it's like
that's regular made fun of, but it just got blown.
But still, I never was a kid that got bullied like that, but I saw that happen before, and I was just like, you don't know what type of mental thing that happens to a kid when they even get older. So I felt like to make me feel that strongly for a character, as much as I don't fucking like this character, I gotta respect it. So I'm gonna go MVP there. LVP, I'm gonna go. What's his name? Is his name Marcus?
Marcus. Oh my god, I completely forgot about
Marcus.
Fuck
him. Hey,
yeah, Marcus. Who's Marcus?
Fuck Marcus.
Corrupt cop.
The corrupt dude.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He sucked pretty much at every single turn.
Yo, every time he was on screen, I wanted the fade. Whenever I get animated for the show, whenever they animate me for the show, I still gotta give Jinx these hands. He's dead. But if they can go back to season one, put me somewhere in there and in the past where I whipped his ass and that's why I became a corrupt cop, I'll be that guy. I don't give a fuck.
Well, but, yeah, because he got his boss killed. He got Grayson, who was on the level and had the alliance with Vander.
Yep.
He basically sold her out.
Yep.
He shot Echo. He was the corrupt cop. He screwed over. Yeah, no, he was terrible.
I mean, everything Rob said. That's why he's my LVP. All that stuff, he just. Fuck this guy. His voice, everything on screen. Favorite character, Echo, man. I'm sorry. I gotta pull that. I gotta just go Echo. Dude was dope. Character design is fire. His growth, dog.
If Echo wasn't black, would he still be your favorite character?
If his character design was still just similar in a sense, if he was like Latino or whatever.
No, just white.
Is white? I think he was still dope. Because honestly, his character design in the hoverboard, his team with the hoverboards.
No, they were fire. When they pulled up, I was like, these dudes are fucking amazing.
That shit was fire, dog. Because I was wondering who that was the whole time.
That was a crazy dope reveal of who it was, too.
Yeah. When he came up, they were flipped upside down. They went. I was like, that shit is hard, dog.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, in the sense of, like, Echo being, like, the youngest, similar, kind of, like, little brother type dude. And coming back and, like, you say, starting his own fucking, like, little creation and stuff like that. And he did all that kind of like not by himself in the sense because he said he didn't do it by himself, but
he's
like
a leader.
He's a leader of it.
Yeah, and he was resourceful. Going back to the first episode, the reason they got to those crystals in the first place, they were like, we got a tip from Echo.
Yeah,
we got a tip from Little Man.
He's always held his own, and he's still a kid. He's still young. Like what is he? Maybe he's maybe like 16 himself, and he did all that by himself. He did all that
he can ride
as
that
a leader
board like a monster.
Yeah, he's a beast. So yeah, that's my favorite character. Let's
you want to do one more before
one more. I'm trying to see because. I do like your 1v1, and I do like a. I mean, this one could be kind of quick. The soundtrack one. How would you rate the soundtrack out of I guess a 9,000? I kind of like it for this show.
I know what he's gonna say.
For this show, it makes sense. Like the music, I'm not necessarily a fan of, but I think it was like I forgot what song it was, but I think this episode started off with like the first episode started off with Pusha T. I was like, oh, all right, I'm in. I'm fucking in. Pusha T. But for this show, all the sounds and songs made sense to me.
Yeah.
For this world, anyways. Anything else, like I think like Samurai Champloo soundtrack can go a lot of different places and still be dope everywhere else. Anything else, I'm like, this shit is, majority of this music is not it. It's just not there. But for this show, specifically basing it on this show, I would give this soundtrack a 7,500 for this show.
Isn't most of it Imagine Dragons?
Yes. Yeah.
That's why he hates it.
So that's... I can't even say I hate it.
Imagine Dragons or Nickelback?
Imagine Dragons.
Probably Imagine Dragons.
Wait. Whoa. What's going on with Imagine Dragons?
There's nothing wrong with Imagine Dragons.
Like, okay.
That's why I'm like... I would still take Imagine Dragons. I'm just not a big fan of them in general.
Okay.
I would probably give the soundtrack maybe like a 6,500 because outside of the Imagine Dragon cuts, like I thought that the soundtrack was pretty good.
Yeah.
And there was even that... Like there's one scene I think early on where they're like walking through the lanes and it's like literally an Imagine Dragon soundtrack and I'm like, all right, I got to roll my eyes a little bit at this.
Yeah.
But... I know they were like they did the theme song, which I skipped every time. They're just not my cup of tea. So the fact that they were kind of throughout was a bummer. But actually, watching the show through the second time, I did notice that there were some other songs that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
So I say I'm gonna give it. I think I said 6,500.
Yeah.
Right?
I know they do a lot of stuff for the game, so that's definitely why they included that.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
What's kind of funny though is that like I know they did this. Haley Steinfeld is, I believe, her name. Is that her name?
Yes.
Haley Steinfeld?
Yeah.
She did the voice of Vi on this.
Yeah.
She also plays the new Hawkeye, and there was a very funny, like, she, like, laid into Imagine Dragons on Hawkeye. Was just
you
know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, there's some gangster that's just like, oh, yeah, like, I lost my Imagine Dragon ticket. She's like, well, good news. You don't have to go to an Imagine Dragons concert now.
Oh, wow.
That's
shots
really funny.
Fire.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know. Maybe that was just like a nod to the other show, but I thought that was funny. Yeah.
Brennan, do you remember?
I do remember actually liking the soundtrack. I'd actually say it's probably like 7,700. I think Keenan's point was really good is that this soundtrack worked really well for this show.
Yeah.
I would never listen to it outside of the show.
That's right.
But like the emotions that I was hoping to get from the sound or the music happened in every scene. And the emotions drove the scenes. You know, even like I was just talking about that last, you know, rocket launcher shot into the thing. Like the music just really builds it up. And, you know, they did that multiple times. There's a whole part of an episode that was a music video that was amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember watching that, like, is this a music video?
Yeah.
Like, but it's really good and it's moving the story forward. It's not just like some, you know, end of season one Euphoria, stupid, you know, masturbatory, like, we're doing some fun musical shit for no reason. I don't know if you guys saw Euphoria.
I have not.
I didn't watch it. But
oh, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
that dumb shit.
Okay.
I didn't think it was dumb.
It was stupid. It had no point.
The bathtub scene?
No, it's nothing to do. It didn't fit shit.
The finale.
And the finale, the last, the very last scene of the last. Yeah, they make a music video for the last scene of the last episode.
Mm.
And it has nothing to do with anything. It's gratuitous and had nothing to do with anything. And it was stupid. I hated it. But the show itself is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
About it.
I just thought it was amazing. All right, but that's it.
Okay, so last question. We're going to wrap this up. Who would you take in a 1v1, one versus one fight between Vi? Is it V or Vi?
Vi.
Vi or Gearless Joe? Rob.
After some pretty careful consideration, I'm taking Vi in this one. I'm taking Vi. And I think it's close because, like, Joe definitely, like, he's got the chin. He can get back up.
Yeah.
Vi definitely took a lot of hit. Like, as Echo points out, like,
bro,
you know, she blocks every punch with her face. But she gets back up, and she lands combos. Like, I don't think we saw Joe do once.
Yeah.
Like, when Vi gets on a run, we saw, like, when she was training, we saw her in both of her fights against Savika and even against the Shimmer people. Like, Vi, her combos are nasty. And I think she would catch him, like, in a way that he would just, like, he wouldn't be able to get back up. And I'm only considering, I don't think you guys have seen season two of Megalobox.
No.
I'm talking Gearless Joe in his prime, season one, Gearless Joe.
Yeah.
I still think she would take him. Season two, no, he's washed up. She's destroying that man. But season one, I think it's close, but she takes it.
Is this in a boxing ring?
It can be. I'm saying, like, she doesn't have her gauntlets.
My point being is, if this is in a boxing ring, I'm giving it to Joe. If this is in a street fight, I'm giving it to Vi.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think Vi is more resourceful than Joe.
She improvises well.
She improvises well. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But, like, if it's in the set space, that's the only thing he knows, she can't fuck with that. Like, I don't think so. I don't, like, he's fighting motherfuckers with his bare hands that have machines on their arms, like she's used to fighting motherfuckers with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going to give her the fucking hands. That's how things going to
happen. I don't think she doesn't get those gauntlets until the very end, though.
She gets the gauntlet. I mean, she gets, I get it, but, like, she used, like, the thing is, like, when she fights,
she definitely used the gear. She
used them as a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, when she fought against what's his name? When they were on the Jinx fucked up the whole thing and blew it up.
Yep.
And then the guy was all jinxed up, and she was fighting everybody.
Mm-hmm.
She fucked up everybody, but she had the gauntlet on.
Yeah, but the first time she fought Savika, she didn't have them.
Yeah, I get it. But
she went like 10 years after that without the gauntlets again.
Yeah, I get it. But my point being is that, like, that's what I'm saying. Circumstance matters. If it's just a fight on the street, I'm going Vi. If it is a sanctioned boxing match, Gearless Joe is going to give her the hands.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
So can she have her gauntlets in that boxing match?
And I say yes, and she'd still lose.
Ooh.
Okay.
I say she still lose because that's what he's used to fighting against.
He better dodge every punch because she was shattering rib cages with those fucking
things. I was about to say, I got to go Vi too. And with that right there saying that she can have her gauntlets in the ring, I got to give it to Vi on that sense too, bro. She was breaking bones inside motherfuckers' bodies, man. Ripping off arms.
Well,
I just Gearless Joe has a lot of heart, and that's how he won a lot of fights, because of heart and determination. I don't think heart's going to mean shit when it gets crushed by a fucking gauntlet and it just collapses around, your bones collapse around your fucking heart. I just don't know if that happens at that point. I gotta give it a slight edge.
I think it's a great question.
And
I might make that an anime versus for the Patreon.
Yeah, that'd be
a really good question.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's a good question.
I didn't see where that was coming from. You're like, you know, Vi versus, like, who? Gearless Joe. Like, fuck, that's a good question. Like,
yeah.
Oh man.
They both got the hand. So yeah, man. Thank y'all. That's the questions portion of the show. Let's get into our scores for this for these episodes, and I guess overall score for the whole season. And then our likes and dislikes, whatever case may be. Do you mind if I go first?
Go first, yeah. Okay. Go for it.
Yeah. So, likes and dislikes of these episodes. They went. These last few episodes, they went. A lot of fighting, a lot of action. I like Echo scene. The animation grew on me. I was telling them before, I was like, yo, this. I wasn't a fan of the animation in the first few episodes, and I was like, I ain't fucking enjoyed it. Show was good. Fighting was good. Storytelling was good. Character development was good. They killed Mel, bro. I hate it. I hate it, man. I think she's got it there, man. You killed one of the most beautiful characters in anime history, dog. This is the part I didn't like. She was, black and gold just looks so beautiful together. She wore black and gold. It's just,
she had Egyptian vibes.
Dog, yes.
I see it.
Yes.
I see it.
I feel like if they animated the goddess from Dragon Ball Super,
Oh,
I know. It was like a little bit darker. That's the kind of vibe she got. But these episodes, these last three, overall, I think I gave it a 7,500 last time. Man, Jinx finally turning and making her choice to who she's going to be probably throughout the next few seasons or whatever the case may be. Silco dying, or if he's, I think I'm guessing he's really dead. A lot of stuff's going to be going
on. I think he's toast.
A lot of stuff's about to be going on in these next few. I'm excited to see another season. I'm going to give this a 70. I'm going to give this a 7,800 for these four. Overall for the show, 7,500 for overall for the show. And I didn't think I was going to like the show, man. I didn't like the first three episodes. I didn't really care for them that much. But see, episodes, what, 4 through 9 came through, showed out. I enjoyed it, man. I would recommend it too.
I definitely have heard that from other people before as well. Yep.
Brennan.
I'm not going to give my rating for these four, considering I didn't watch them recently. I have seen them, obviously. I'll just give my overall rating is 8,200 for the show.
Ooh.
I really, really loved the show when I watched it. I was emotionally invested. I couldn't stop watching it. It's one
what
of those things.
What if you've given 8,000s and above?
Very rarely.
It's not very often. This is one of my favorite shows.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite shows. Like I enjoyed it from beginning to end. I think that I got emotion, like you said, the character development, the world building, the things that I love the most. Right. You know, and the hands. It had all three of those on the level that you can't argue with. Like, it doesn't get much better. The animation style, you know, like the creativity, the directing of how we told the story and how it unfolds. You know, the things that are revealed that you don't know, like Echo's character being a part of the whole second half of the show that you didn't even know he was going to be there. You know, Jinx is just jinxing all over the shit. Vi's development and going through the jail. Like, you know, the whole entire Hex. The Hex technology as a back fucking burner that allows all these things to occur and how it all just intertwined, but it never really crossed paths directly until it did and then everything fucked up. It's just extremely well written, very well directed, well animated, sound design and music, excellent. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, where's the deficit? And the pace of the show, you know what I'm saying? Like, it moved at a very, very steady pace that was good. You never were just like, oh man, let me look away or get bored. It's like, you can't in this show because shit happened all the time, and all of it was intense. All of it was important to the story. All of it was the whole time I was watching the show, I'm just like, damn, they really cared about every single frame doing this show. They really did. And so that's why I give it over 8,000, give it to 8,200 to say that this is one of the best experiences that I've had watching that I've enjoyed watching content in general. I was excited about this show. I watched it with people I care about. You know what I'm saying? So like, I just was like, this is it, and I recommend it. You know, in the sense of like, you want to watch something, you feel like just watch something that's a good ride that you're going to enjoy and we have a lot to talk about, check out Arcane. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a good time. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, that's fair. Damn, I didn't think it was going to be in your top shows that you've seen.
No, I love it. I absolutely love the show.
That's up there. Shit, I think you rated Demon Slayer, maybe. I don't even know you rated fucking.
I don't remember.
Vinland Saga this high, maybe.
I would. That's a good question. Like, would I rather see Vinland Saga season 2 or see Arcane season 2?
Season 2 is a slow build. It's going to be a slow build, though.
Vinland? Yeah, I know. So I'd rather see Vinland's Arcane season 2 because we already know Jinx is going to be in an Echo, and we don't even know who survived this bomb explosion. So
yeah.
I think it's going to probably start from a space of like way past that part. And then we have to, like, they're going to piece it back together.
Yeah.
Is what I think is going to happen, which is going to be amazing.
Rob?
Yeah, no, I like the show a lot. I agree that it got better as it went. I'm a bigger fan. And I think for me, I kind of was with Ice where I felt like, you know, I got to take that back because I think I gave the second round of episodes a higher score. But I like the first three episodes.
I think
it does a great job at setting up the world and letting you know who these characters are. And what I really enjoy about the show, I talked about this last week, is I feel like they do a great job of letting you see everybody's perspective and the point where it's just like, there's obviously some people that are like, all right, this is clearly a villain. This is clearly supposed to be a protagonist, a good guy, but I feel like they do a good job of letting you see where everybody's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You see why people make the choices they make. I'm never just like, well, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Why would anybody do that?
Yep, true.
And even, you know, they did a great job again with the character design, with the motivations and the development, to the point where like it never turned down. I felt like the heat cranked up on the show as it went, to the point where it ends, I'm like, I'm fucking in for season 2.
Yeah.
It's not like it's some other shows, and I'm not going to mention anybody by name because I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to kind of end a season on like a complete thought and be like, okay, we've wrapped up this arc.
Yep.
But this is like, no, this shit is going to keep spinning wildly out of control.
Mm.
And to the point where like nothing is fixed. If anything, we're in a way worse place than
and then where we start.
started. Where we started. Yeah. Like, we are not in a good spot. And so I'm excited for the show to come back. I am very excited to see who, if anybody, comes out of that counselor's room alive and what their perspectives are on that. Because you think about it, like, even Victor, like, is the guy that's been like, you know, I'm from the Undercity. We cannot raise up arms against the Undercity.
Yeah.
I got to wonder if he's going to feel different.
After getting hit by an explosion being from the Undercity.
Hit by a fucking rocket.
You got your little leg now, too.
All right. So I'm excited to see where the show goes. I think it did a great job, especially considering, like, this is something that was adapted from a video game that had very little story elements to it. And that could have been a disaster. And instead, it turned into something pretty great. I mean, I know Cam said his brother plays a lot of League of Legends. I dipped my toe in. I didn't know who any of these characters were.
I actually remember Jinx when we were doing that that show for him. But
yeah, that character design.
Yep.
It's hard to miss. Take notes with all you other people that be like adapting anime. So like, take notes with this man with storytelling. Man, they did a great job.
They did a great job. I gotta say, like, for this stretch of episodes, I think this one was really good because it did bring the action every time. It was emotional every time. I think I got to go with, like, I'll give an 82-200 for this stretch, and I'll give the show an overall an 8,000.
Oh, okay. Up there.
I liked it as well.
Okay.
Because when I think about what would I change, I'm like, probably would have given the music contract to not Imagine Dragons, but that's really about it.
Right.
Like, there's not much too, that I would really have changed with what they did here.
Yeah.
I thought that the cast was great, and, like, I was even talking about a friend with this recently, but I wasn't necessarily digging the animation at first. I was kind of like, what is this? This feels weird. And then by the end, I'm just like, I felt like the animation was so emotive. I felt like you could see what the characters are thinking just looking at their faces.
It's so beautiful.
And it's very well done. Yeah. It's an 8,000 for me.
I'm looking kind of happy now with the animation because now this is going to get me somewhat prepared for Dragon Ball Super. I think. Because I was not excited about the animation.
I'm still not excited about Dragon Ball Super animation.
But it still looks like a cutscene from Fighters. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I think I might be satisfying with it. But yeah, thank you guys. That's your show overall score.
Yeah.
Next week, we will be reviewing the last part of Attack on Titan season final season 4 part 2.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Let's call it season 5.
We're going to be doing season 5.
Doing season 5 of Attack on Titan, according to Brennan. But we're wrapping that up. You guys have any people to shout out or whatever?
Yeah.
I know Rob does, but I'm just going to go ahead and say you guys can follow me at Brennan Produces on the gram. Man, I always love hearing from you guys. Really appreciate you guys listening and following.
Ice.McGowan on everything. Follow Ice.McGowan.
Or you can follow the Anime Shun podcast on Instagram as well.
That's what you should actually follow.
Yeah, follow Anime Shun.
Follow that first, damn, and then follow everybody.
I'm interesting on Instagram.
Not that you're not, but this is the podcast, and we should be promoting the group before we promote ourselves.
Mm, like when you watch the show so you can participate with the cam?
Damn.
I'm here as the engineer.
Ah, the engineer with a microphone and a camera.
They paid for it. They wanted to see me.
You wanted this. I got somebody to shout out. I got Thaler on Instagram. That is Thaler, but their whole screen name is HUYNHTHAILER draws on Instagram. They kind of do like photorealistic sketches of different anime characters. They've got like a photorealistic Vegeta and Frieza and Cell on there. Also got a drawing of Bruce Lee too. It's pretty cool stuff. Check that out. I also want to plug the app that we work on, the Kev on Stage Studios app. We just dropped a new show. Workplace Comedy, which both Cam and Brennan have a cameo on. I wrote a lot of those episodes with Tony and Maya, the creators of the show. We're really proud of how it came out.
Yes.
Check it out. I think so you'll really enjoy it.
It's so funny.
I didn't know you wrote on there, Rob.
It was a full team press from Transit, to be honest.
Yeah,
super dope. Yeah, definitely watch that, definitely follow that, get that app, watch that show. I watched the first, I think Tony showed me the first episode, liked it, man, really good. He showed me like a rough cut of it, so I don't know how
wait till you see how it ends up. Oh man, how it ended up. Oh my god, dude.
So follow the Animation podcast. Definitely follow patreon.com/animation. Join that Patreon, man. Kenan Baker on every single thing. Like I said, Attack on Titan season 5 next week. And get those Patreons up, man, so we can get Rob his haircut, dog.
Yeah, I'm hurting for a haircut, actually.
I was gonna say,
like,
Rob kind of needs it now.
I kind of need the haircut, and I'm like, I might have to have the haircut, and then we might have to wait.
That's fair.
I might have to do that because it's getting. Oh, no, also just to be absolutely clear, I think I don't know if I actually said the name. Kev On Stage Studios app, Workplace Comedy is the name of the show.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Check
yeah.
those out.
And matter of fact, start sending me the
Kev On Stage Studios streaming service.
Yes, streaming
yes.
service.
Yes, sir.
Start sending me the people so I can I'll post it on.
Oh
the,
yeah, sure. I just I'll send it to you right now.
Forward to yeah, and yep. I'll start posting them on the animation. Instagram page so you guys can follow those too. So man, yeah, thank y'all. Follow Cam Stickman Studios
with a K.
No C. So he had her banging, if you know what that means. If you know the C and the K, you know understand what I'm talking about with that.
Jesus.
So and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out. I gotta go.
Peace.
Bye.
And so anime was solved forever.